Where's BJ? This guy made himself out to be the self-confessed leader of the fucking convoy. Chris Barber got arrested in what it looked like to be a staged arrest. Tamara got arrested in what was 100% staged arrest. Buddy, when you cough and the cops walk around the fucking corner on the video, it makes it look obvious that it's staged. When she goes and says, "I know I'm going to get arrested, we need to forgive Trudeau and be nice to him because of his kids, and let's forgive the media who have lied to us over the last 2 years and who are the sole responsible for all this shit that we're in." Imagine if the journalists in today's world did their job. Imagine if a globalist fucking reporter tore this apart and said, "Hey, actually, this is a WEF conspiracy tied to the UN and the WHO to take over total control of every man, living child, every breathing creature on the earth, to put them in a database, to have inventory of them." And a reporter actually did that on Global. They actually did that on CTV, and somebody on CBC actually had the balls. No, Trudeau paid them off with $600 million of our own fucking money so they can lie to us, gaslight us, tell our loved ones, our family members that we were disease-carrying plague members. Now, oh, and we're also racist, extremely hateful, and we're misogynist. Where is the leader of this convoy? How come he didn't get arrested last night? Was he counting his crypto? Here's what pisses me off, is that you have these people who make themselves self-proclaimed leaders. The real fucking leaders are the truckers in the trucks. The real fucking leaders are the veterans standing at the tomb of the unknown soldier who have served our country time and time again, thanklessly, for a job that nobody asked them to do, but they did it because they felt like they needed to. Those are the real fucking heroes. These fake piece of shit leaders are what we need to get rid of. You're a leader. That's the problem. We've been stereotyped and misled and propaganda and brainwashed into believing that somebody on a white horse is going to come and save us. Not a chance. The real leaders are the veterans who told CBC and Global to get the fuck away from them because they were liars and they had 2 years in which they could have told the truth and they didn't. That's the problem. The real leaders are the people who have stood there on the ground and have gone and fed the truckers every day and helped the homeless and made it so that Ottawa has the lowest crime rate in 20 fucking days. No murders, no crime in that entire area. Those are the real heroes. Fake establishment leaders need to go. Period. They all need to go. They misled us. They're Judas goats. And they're pieces of shit. Hopium needs to end. We need to be realistic. I'm floored. It's such a sad day for Canada. I'm floored as to what's taking place. What I'm really floored about is that the media has painted good, hardworking Canadians who are family members, who are many members of many different religions and creeds as extremists, while ignored the real criminal terrorists who have hijacked our country for 2 years. That's the fake native protesters and the fucking liberal government and the fake conservatives. All of them. There's only one MP, Cheryl Gallant, who voted against the Paris Accord in 2017. Only one. The rest are all bought and paid for. No one's coming to save us. Max Bernier's dad is tied to the UN. He was involved in Haiti. He's a piece of shit. They all are. Ask Max why he never brings up Dominion. Ask Max why he doesn't bring up SkyDoll. Ask Max what if the CPP, our pension plan, invests in Dominion, invests in SkyDoll, invests in Orion, the network that it runs on. The answer is yes to all those fucking questions. Where the fuck is BJ?